Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
We're talking about the support alligator and a support animal. It's an alligator. We were talking about that earlier today, and somebody said, an alligator that's a support animal? What a crock. I don't think that Joey Henney would agree with that. Joey Henney is the human that loves this alligator. Hey, Joey, are you with us? Welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. Oh, geez. Are you okay? Did I hear you?
Hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. That's awesome. So, okay. Is Wally the gator in your arms right now?
No, he's not. He's actually in his pond, chilling.
Oh, that's nice. So, I understand that you are fighting your way through prostate cancer, and this alligator is the creature that gives you comfort.
Yes, he is.
Okay, now, Joey, you got to know that for most of us, we're like, what? How can an alligator give you comfort? It's not like a dog that can, you know, kind of lean its head on your shoulder and give you a kiss and wag its tail.
Wrong. Normally, I'd agree with you, but I can't agree with you now. He puts his head on my shoulder, he gives me kisses, and he beats me with his tail.
Lauren Lapka's laughing. Lauren, are you going to ask how does he give kisses?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I cannot picture an alligator licking your face. He really does that?
He doesn't lick your face. No, their tongues are fixed in their mouth.
Okay, I was going to say.
Out.
Does but he just like press his nose to you, or what would you consider a kiss?
After he gives you a hug, he turns around, he takes his nose and puts it right up to your lips and gives you a kiss. Aww. Like you kiss him on the mouth.
I just got to say, Joey, how are you certain that he just doesn't want to eat you?
Well, that's what's made him world famous, because he's not your average gator in the swamp. That's one thing that we noticed first about Wally. He was not a biter, but it turns out he refuses to bite anything. Anything that's alive, he refuses to bite it. We do not know why. I've been handling gators over 30 years, and I've never seen anything like this in all of my time with gators, and I've been handling reptiles all my life. He's baffled about 115 other crocodilian experts, because at first they told me, oh, it's coming, and 6 years later, still, you can swim with him, you can put your hand in his mouth, he refuses to close it, full around his mouth. We do not know what upsets him yet, we've not figured that out, but that's good. But he does not bite, he refuses to bite.
Okay, Joey, how long have you had him? Did you have him since he was just a little itty-bitty baby gator?
Well, he was 18 months old. He was about 20 inches. So he came from the wild. And the day they caught him, my friend said, you know, he was different because he was the only one that didn't try to bite somebody. And even the whole way traveling from Florida up here to York, when they gave him to me, they had no issues with him at all.
So you're in New York with a support alligator, and you – wait a second. Joey, are you going to try and take this on a plane? Am I going to be sitting next to you, and you're going to say this is my support animal?
York City, not New York. York, Pennsylvania. Did you hear?
You kind of broke up, but what did you say? Not in New York.
Not New York. York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, York, Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, you're offended by me calling a New Yorker.
Oh, no, I wasn't offended, but yeah.
And so, Joey, I saw pictures. They're all over the internet. Everybody's covering this, you and your support alligator. Does that thing really, and I don't, excuse me, does Wally the alligator actually sleep in bed with you?
Absolutely. Sometimes he steals my pillow. Sometimes he steals my blanket.
Is he going to get any bigger? Because he's kind of small.
Oh, he's going to get a lot bigger.
Oh, boy.
He's just a 7-year-old toddler. He's going to average about 15, 16 feet and over 1,000 pounds.
So what are you going to do when he gets that big? How is he going to share the bed?
I won't be there. I'll be long gone until that happens.
Oh, that's right, because they live a long time, don't they?
95 years in captivity.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
And I'm already 69, so, you know, I'll be within 2-3 years of him.
Yeah, so, like, he's, what, about 5 feet right now?
5.5 feet long, yeah.
Is he neutered? Does that make a difference with alligators?
No.
Because,
not at all.
He doesn't, like, hump your leg like a dog would?
No.
Well, I can't imagine there as many gators nearby for him to mate with either way.
Well, we've had quite a few around.
You do?
During the COVID, we had 7 gators. I have a 10, well, she's 13 now, your old female gator, but I don't breed.
That's
but they
good.
Still go through their mating ritual every spring.
And what is an alligator's mating ritual?
Well, they're in the water, and they'll stick their head and tail up, take a deep breath, and then they'll let it out, bellowing like, and then they'll actually make like ripples in the water with the coarse things on their back, the ripples on the back.
That's just amazing. Well, I am so glad that you took our call because I'm an animal lover. I really am. And I have actually, you know, handled them, touched them. I appreciate them. I respect them. But I never knew that there would be one that wouldn't bite.
Well, no, neither did we. Totally out. It's not just he doesn't bite. You can actually touch the inside of his mouth. He will not shut it. You can push him around. He won't get defensive. You can get in the water and literally splash and swim with him, and he just swims with you.
He might be your support animal, but I think that you are the best support that Wally the alligator could ever have.
Oh, I hope I can give him as much support as he gives me, because he gives me a lot.
So would you say you love him?
I do love him.
Yep. That's a true animal person. Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Okay, but he's like my kid.
Don't tell your kids that. Hey, 10 things you need to declutter before September, and that means you don't have much time. We'll cover that for you next. It's a conversation you're not going to want to miss, but first to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.